At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Trump in Poland, warning to North Korea. I'm Elliot Francis. Right now in Poland, President Trump just concluded a joint press conference with the Polish President Duda. Mr. Trump had this to say about stabilizing relations in Europe.
America is committed to maintaining peace and security in Central and Eastern Europe. We're working with Poland in response to Russia's actions and destabilizing behavior.
The president heads to Germany for the G20 summit later this week. Well, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley is warning that military force is an option when it comes to North Korea, though not a preferred one after their recent ICBM test. More from correspondent Michelle Kaczynski.
The leverage, though, seems to lie with China economically. It is 90% of North Korea's trade. It hasn't been so willing, though, to tighten the screws just yet as the U.S. wants it to do. So that is why today you hear the U.S. not only strongly rebuke North Korea, but issue this warning to other countries, especially China, that continue to do business with North Korea.
Officials at the Auschwitz-Birkenau Memorial in Poland are denouncing a video made by a member of Congress filmed inside a former Nazi death camp. Jen Johnson explains.
Louisiana Republican Clay Higgins, who serves on the Homeland Security Committee, recorded part of a produced online video in a former gas chamber, walking through the property and explaining why it's important to remember so many deaths.
This is why Homeland Security must be squared away, why our military must be invincible.
In a response, the memorial's official Twitter account noted, quote, "Everyone has the right to personal reflections. However, inside a former gas chamber, there should be mournful silence." And it goes on to say, "It's not a stage." I'm Jan Johnson.
Authorities say power has been restored to Lincoln, Montana after an outage caused by a magnitude 5.8 earthquake earlier today. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise has been readmitted to the intensive care unit at MedStar Washington Hospital Center because of new concerns about possible infection. Scalise remains in serious condition. He was one of five people wounded last month when a gunman opened fire on a Republican baseball practice in Alexandria. She was the last person seen with her children, Sarah and Jacob, before they disappeared in 2014. Today, Catherine Hoggle will be back in court for another competency hearing.
Catherine Hoggle's had a number of competency hearings since being detained at the Clifton T. Perkins Hospital Center after Sarah and Jacob disappeared. Catherine's attorney, David Felsen.
Before every hearing, and I think on about a three-month regular basis, they do an evaluation. They generate a report that is then submitted to the court.
Hoggle has been diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. Felsen says doctors have noted some improvement.
Whether or not that means that she would be deemed competent at that point, that's up to the doctors.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Charles County authorities say a former teacher's aide and track coach who's charged with sexually abusing several young boys also worked or volunteered at other places that put him in contact with children. 30-year-old Carlos D'Angelo Bell of Waldorf is charged with assault. Police say Bell is HIV positive. A Frederick company has become the first approved medical marijuana dispensary in Maryland. The Wellness Institute of Maryland plans to open its doors immediately. Even though the drug won't actually be available for several months, the company plans to start seeing patients today and will take what owner Michael Klein calls pre-orders for cannabis. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,478, the Nasdaq at 61,51. Sports, the Nationals and Mets rained out. No makeup date announced yet. The O's get swept in Milwaukee. The Mystics lose. And at Wimbledon, men's top seed Andy Murray and number four Rafael Nadal advance in straight sets. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Money doesn't come with instructions. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. When my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services, we were committed to serving each client's best interests. Now, 30 years later, we still operate the same way. So we invite you to take advantage of our straightforward, common-sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments, just like we've done for thousands of people just like you. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Because, after all, money doesn't come with instructions.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A crash on the Maryland Beltway. If you're heading from Silver Spring to Bethesda, this is Outer Loop after George Avenue, around that curve before you get to the exit for Connecticut Avenue. You watch for fire and rescue to the scene there. Again, that's on the Outer Loop between Georgia and Connecticut Avenue. We have rain, wet pavement, road spray. Take it easy out there. Also, a crash, D.C., 295 southbound past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. That's why we're slowing through that stretch. You still at least lose one lane at the scene of the crash there. No problems on the northbound side of 295 in that area. Virginia Beltway, you check out fine. I don't have anything to report coming in from the west on 66 Greenway or the toll road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms for us here today as temperatures climb into the low 80s. More showers and storms tonight, 73. Early clouds for us on Friday. Clouds will break up and let in some sunshine through the afternoon. Still a stray shower storm possible, 88. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Dumfries, 71 in Germantown, 74 degrees in Washington. An iceberg, seven times the size of New York City, is about to break off of Antarctica. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
Good morning. It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Friday Eve, as Mike McKay and I like to call it, Friday Eve, because tomorrow's Friday. That means today is Thursday. Coming up on the show at 7:05, Paul Shabbat will be joining us. He's the president and founder of Conservative Move. We're going to talk to him about conservatives fleeing those liberal states. At 7:35, it's Dr. John Huber. He is the chair for Mainstream Mental Health. We're going to talk to him about a new study that shows that millennials aren't mentally ready for the reality of life, and they actually are suffering from panic attacks and anxiety problems when faced with the thought of having to pay a bill or move out of the house. At 8:05, it's Tim Graham. He is the director of media analysis at the Media Research Center. And we're going to dissect CNN's epic fail with that Reddit user and that video, because that is just everywhere now. I'm Mary Walter, and sitting alongside me today, Tom Fitton is back. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you again, Mary. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you joined us again. It's so much fun when you're here.
Well, thank you.
Not so much fun. North Korea. North Korea in the news. And we know that we talked a little bit yesterday that they launched an ICBM. And the response now is the ball's kind of in our court. How are we going to respond to this? And that's what we wanted to talk to you about. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, yesterday called North Korea's intercontinental ballistic launch test a clear and sharp military escalation. And she talked about possible U.S. responses. Here's how she started off her speech yesterday about North Korea.
The nature of the North Korean regime is clear. Only the scale of the damage it does could become different. That's why yesterday's escalation is so alarming. If North Korea will treat an innocent young student the way it treated Otto Warmbier, we should not be surprised if it acts barbarically on a larger scale.
All right. And as I said, she also said it is a military escalation.
The United States does not seek conflict. In fact, we seek to avoid it. We seek only the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and an end to the threatening actions by North Korea. Regrettably, we're witnessing just the opposite. Make no mistake, North Korea's launch of an ICBM is a clear and sharp military escalation.
So it's been called a military escalation. But we were discussing here, we were talking about this, Tom, about, well, okay, so what do we do? We've already sanctioned North Korea up the wazoo. Their trading partner at this point in the game is China. That's it. We know that President Trump has a somewhat good relationship with the president of China. We know that President Trump has been putting pressure on China to put pressure on North Korea. You don't have a lot of military options because you know that South Korea would be hit immediately, and they're our friends. We don't want South Korea to become collateral damage in all of this. We know that the test that they did on the 4th, we know that if they don't shoot it as high and they do a lower trajectory, that they could hit Alaska.
Right.
So the game, as Nikki Haley said, has now escalated. This is a big military escalation. So what options are open to us on the table? And do you have faith in President Trump to be able to negotiate this minefield? Because it is a minefield. Do you have faith in the president to be able to handle this? He's talked tough about this. He has said, you know, we are not going to put up with this, that this is now, and you heard our ambassador saying that this is a military escalation. And she also went on to say that the diplomatic solution is closing.
The North Korean regime openly states that its missiles are intended to deliver nuclear weapons to strike cities in the United States, South Korea, and Japan. And now it has greater capacity to do so. In truth, it is not only the United States and our allies that are threatened. North Korea's destabilizing escalation is a threat to all nations in the region and beyond. Their actions are quickly closing off the possibility of a diplomatic solution. The United States is prepared to use the full range of our capabilities to defend ourselves and our allies. One of our capabilities lies with our considerable military forces. We will use them if we must, but we prefer not to have to go in that direction.
So President Trump has his ambassador go out and say, look, we are prepared to take military actions. We prefer not to. But the window for diplomacy is closing. Do you trust President Trump, the great deal maker, the art of the deal? Do you trust him? Do you think that he can actually pull this deal off? 888-630-9625. Tom, do you think he can pull it off?
Well, I would suggest he at least not do what's failed in the past. You have to recall, this issue has bedeviled many presidents. It began with George H.W. Bush. It continued through Bill Clinton. It continued through George W. Bush. There were two successful tests under President Obama who completely mishandled it. So in many ways, this is the mess Obama has made that President Trump's going to have to clean up. And, you know, one of the things that was done initially back during George H.W. Bush's administration was they pulled U.S. nuclear forces off the peninsula there. So it's one thing to say you want to denuclearize peninsula. It's another thing when you're the only one doing it. And their other side is taking it as an opportunity to up the ante. And the question is, how are we going to defend ourselves, in my view? What is it we're doing to defend ourselves? Are we doing things adequate in order to defend ourselves, both militarily and economically? And the president's right in focusing his ire on China. But, you know, in the end, you got to, there's an old book, you can trust the communists to be communists. You can't trust the Chinese to do it on their own. They'll only do it if pushed and forced. And if you got 90% of the trade for North Korea, and the elite there rely on luxury goods and all sorts of other things, you got to get the Chinese. If they're not going to do it, then it's either the Chinese do it or we do it through military action. And it's going to be ugly and messy. But I don't want to see the western half of the United States go up in a fireball because in 3 years we're waiting for the Chinese to do something and they never did.
Absolutely. Although there are some sections that I'm thinking, you know, I'm kidding. I joke. We have General Vincent Brooks, who is the top U.S. military commander in South Korea. So he's in South Korea. I actually fear not so much for the western half of the United States, because I don't think that would be their first target. I do truly believe that South Korea would be the first target for North Korea. It's easy. That's an easy launch. It's an easy shot for them. Getting it across to the United States is a much more difficult challenge for them. And if they miss, they're in trouble.
If we don't do it, the Japanese will. The South Koreans, they run hot and cold on North Korea. They've got this love-hate relationship, obviously.
Well, they have to.
So they're right on the front line there. But, you know, they don't necessarily have to hit us either. They set off a nuke in the atmosphere, and it shuts down the West Coast, you know, from an EMP blast or something. We've got to take this threat darn seriously. And the prior administration, again, led from behind, and it's good to see our government finally taking the lead, presumably, on this issue.
888-630-9625. Do you trust President Trump to be able to pick up where President Obama left off and actually do something about this? Do you trust his ability to be able to navigate this issue successfully without this going literally nuclear? It is now 5:15 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. You know, we had the rain to deal with this morning. We already have a couple accidents. So just keep that in mind as you're getting ready or you're already out and about. Take it easy. DC 295 with the accident early delays here southbound after East Capitol Street. Now, if you're coming southbound, I'm looking at delays well before Benning Road. So be careful coming out of Chevrolet and Riverdale, thinking up ahead for the accident. Now, on the Beltway, Maryland on the outer loop after Georgia Avenue, before you get to Connecticut Avenue around that curb, crews are still dealing with the crash there. At last check, blocking two lanes. Again, outer loop stretch of the Beltway before Connecticut Avenue. Now for 270, you've been okay. No problems between Frederick and the Beltway. On 95, seeing that volume forming as you head through the Stafford area. So just, again, caution in that area. And crews had been dealing with a tree down closing Beach Drive right near Park Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today look for thunderstorms with a high of 81. The chance of rain 100%, and we need it, so that's okay. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, a low of 73 with a chance of rain 60%. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies. Early will become partly later in the day with a stray shower, a thunderstorm possible. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 74 degrees at 5:16 on WMAL.
It's going to make some financial advisors squirm in their seats, but you're going to love it. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
5:17 on WMAL. I'm Mary Walter with Tom Fitton in studio with me today, and we are talking about North Korea. Nikki Haley had some very harsh words yesterday, and the top U.S. commander in South Korea, General Vincent Brooks, said self-restraint, which is a choice, is all that separates armistice and war. As this alliance missile live fire shows, we are able to change our choice when so ordered by our alliance national leaders. It would be a grave mistake for anyone to believe anything to the contrary. So we're talking tough. 888-630-9625. Do you trust our commander-in-chief? Do you trust President Trump? The art of the deal. Do you trust him to be able, do you think he has the ability to be able to navigate this situation with North Korea successfully? Bob in Fredericksburg, good morning. Bob, you're on Mornings on the Mall. Happy
good
Thursday
morning.
To you. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, Mary. This is the first time we've spoken since you've been on the air, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I love big explosions. I think we need to, about 1,000 miles off the coast of Korea, I think we need to drop a small tactical nuclear bomb preceded by a leaflet campaign, dropping leaflets and go, here is what your leader is bringing you to. Watch the coast tomorrow morning and just show them what they're playing with. And that it's very provocative, but, you know, I believe that we should do something like that.
What do you think about that, Tom?
Yeah, just dropping a nuke just to make a point, I don't know.
Well, I don't know, a nuke. He said a small bomb. First pamphlets like we used to do during World War One and World War II.
A tactical nuke is a nuke.
Well, he didn't say nuke. He said a small bomb.
I think he said, are you still there, Bob? Well, either way.
Just a small one.
We have 30,000 plus troops, last I checked, in North Korea and on the Korean Peninsula there. And, you know, you use the phrase armistice, or Nikki Haley, the general, would use the phrase armistice.
Yes.
It's a war footing, essentially. We haven't really ended the war. There's no peace treaty. It's a pause. And it's a pause that can be easily unwound. And, You know, again, do we have enough troops in North South Korea? Do we have missile defenses appropriate in South Korea? Do our allies in the region, do they have necessary defenses? Do they need to bolster their defenses? I know a lot of folks are uncomfortable about the Japanese increasing defense spending given their history. These are the issues. And it may be, if do we accept that North Korea develops a nuclear weapon that can be delivered through intercontinental ballistic missiles, and we just deal with it, and that's just the reality as it is with China and Russia? Do we allow them to come in and just deal with it, or do we take them out? That's the question. Do you trust? It's not so much do you trust Donald Trump. Do you trust the North Korean regime with nukes that can be delivered potentially to the United States almost practically now? They have the technical ability to do it, or they'll have it within a year or two.
And we're back. Do you trust President Trump to deal with that and handle it right? Penny in West Virginia, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Penny, hi.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
I have absolute confidence in Trump. As a matter of fact, that's why I voted for him. I believe he will use all the assets around him, unlike Obama, who refused to talk to the generals. He will get a full analysis of the entire situation, and I truly expect to wake up one morning and find out that we have wiped North Korea completely away. I don't think Trump's going to go into it mistakenly or with his eyes closed. I think it's going to be kind of like the shock and awe syndrome. You know, North Korea's not going to have a chance to blink. Trump's not going to give them a chance to do anything that we can... that we can take North Korea down with the first shot. So I really do. I think that if there's a president that's able, we've got the one to do it.
Interesting. Penny, thank you so much for that. I don't expect to wake up one morning and find that North Korea has just been annihilated. I don't expect that, because I think the implications of that are just so huge. You've got China to worry about. What does China do in response? Are we now picking a fight with China?
Well, because we've got so many troops in the North Korean on the Korean Peninsula, because the capital of South Korea is a stone's thrown away from North Korea, it's not like one of these countries in the Middle East where we can bomb and they can't get us back. They can. It would be war, and it would be a full-on war almost immediately if we were to move against North Korea. And it may be necessary. And the question is Trump moving in that direction, or is he just going to stick with the traditional sanctions route as prior administrations have done unsuccessfully?
I think he's gonna come up with a deal. More of you, we'll find out from you. Do you trust President Trump to be able to handle this? Do you think he can do it successfully? 888-630-9625. It is 522 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Did you know that each year several pounds of dirt, dust, and dander can accumulate in your carpets? Yeah, that's right. I said pounds. Listen, carpets are the largest air filter in your home, and they need to be professionally cleaned at least once a year. So take my advice. Have the pros at Zero Res clean your carpets. They did it for me, and let me tell you, a Zero Res clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old, dirty carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Stains, pet odors, and allergens will be removed, and a Zero Res clean dries in just a few hours. Stop being embarrassed when friends visit and see or smell your dirty carpets. No carpets, no problem. Zero Res can also deep clean hardwoods, laminate, tile, and grout surfaces too. Call Zero Res right now and ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Or for a limited time, get 40% off any hard surface cleaning. Minimums apply. Call now. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
It's the big screen store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The big screen store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
525 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, this rain is giving us a lot of early activity, unfortunately. So as you head out and about, keep in mind it's going to be a wet commute with the rain, drizzle, road spray to factor in. I'll start with the better news in D.C. DDOT crews tell me they have reopened all the lanes with the earlier crash, D.C. 295 past East Capitol Street. So I still see delays, but improving the closer you get to where the crash was. So southbound 295 before bending toward East Capitol Street with the early volume. Definitely bunched up on the Maryland Beltway. Just jammed here trying to get out of Silver Spring into Bethesda. The crash after Georgia Avenue, but before Connecticut Avenue, had the two left lanes initially blocked when the crash happened. Still have response at the scene. Virginia, Beltway's fine. Again, it's the road spray. Going to need extra time, and that's what we're already seeing on 95, this volume through Stafford as you push northbound toward Aquia and again into Woodbridge, seeing some of that volume increasing. Now, GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy and warm today with scattered showers and storms, highs in the low 80s. More showers and storms tonight, 73. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 74 degrees at 526 on WMAL. I'm Mary Walter sitting here with Tom Fitton. We're talking North Korea. Do you have the confidence in President Trump to be able to handle the North Korean situation? Roger, in Bethesda, we have about a minute. Roger, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I haven't heard anybody mention North Korea transfers technology to Iran. Iran has bases in Venezuela and other countries. This is far more than launching a missile to Alaska. I think, fortunately, as President Trump, if anybody who has the ability to handle it, A, because he's a realist, B, he won't do what Obama and Kerry would do, would offer him $10 billion to stop what they're doing. But I think we could long before long see embargoes on uranium on boats going to Venezuela. My solution to begin with was, I understand North Korea has submarines. I'd sink one. Let them decide whether to announce it publicly or not. That's a way of sending them a message without making it very public.
Very interesting, Roger. Thank you so much. 528 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to tell you about Genucel. With its immediate effects, it's only 50% off for a limited time only. That's right, half-price clearance sale for Genucel. Order Genucel for bags and puffiness right now. You'll also get Chamonix's new Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion as a free gift. Perfect hydration, tan, and protection. You'll rejuvenate, hydrate, and maintain that summer glow with a lotion unlike anything you've ever tried before, so you can sit back, relax, and enjoy the beach with healthier, tighter skin. And the bags and puffiness under your eyes, they'll be gone. Join Chamonix's million satisfied customers and feel confident in your eyes, your face, and your body. I use these products, and I love them. I know you will, too. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. As always, Genucel works in 12 hours or your money back. Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion is free while supplies last. Call or click now, and shipping is also free. This half-price clearance is not going to be around forever. Go to Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. And I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options that can be done in a single, pain-free visit. What are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry to perform your procedure? I have over 3 decades of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training, and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. It's time for you to smile easy. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Want to make your weekend more productive? Tune in to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services. Sunday afternoon at 3 right here on WMAL.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to talk about that Mueller investigation. Remember that investigation? Yeah. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Add more and more lawyers to the committee to do the investigation. And some people have a little bit of concern about who they actually are. And also, looks like the cast of Morning Joe is going to Colbert, and Chelsea Handler is going to be getting together with Tommy Lauren. It's a lot coming up. We'll talk about all of it. It is now 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump is calling on nations to confront North Korea's very, very bad behavior and is promising consequences for Pyongyang's missile launch this week.
I don't like to talk about what I have planned, but I have some pretty severe things that we're thinking about. That doesn't mean we're going to do them. I don't draw red lines.
The president spoke last hour during his visit to Poland. Meanwhile, all eyes will be on the president later today when he gives a big speech in Poland.
There will be a hope here that he doesn't distance himself from the sort of the economic heart of Europe, you know, a Germany and a France and a European Union that has significant differences on immigration policy, for example, with Poland.
Correspondent Nick Robertson. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise is back in the intensive care unit as doctors worry about infections. Scalise was one of the five people wounded by gunfire last month at a Republican baseball practice in Alexandria. The congressman was struck in the hip as the bullet also tore into blood vessels, bones, and internal organs. Another competency hearing is set for today for Catherine Hoggle, the woman whose two small children have been missing since 2014. Hoggle has been previously diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia and has been held at the Clifton T. Perkins Hospital Center in Jessup. Virginia is set to carry out an execution tonight. 35-year-old William Morva will be put to death for the killings of a hospital security guard and a sheriff's deputy in 2006. But the daughter of the slain deputy is urging Governor Terry McAuliffe to stop the execution. And Maryland's first medical marijuana dispensary will open today and see its first patients as well, even though no marijuana will actually be available for months. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,478, the Nasdaq at 61,51. Sports: Nationals, Mets rained out. The O's lose again in Milwaukee. WNBA, the Mystics lose. And at Wimbledon, men's top seed Andy Murray and number 4 Rafael Nadal advance. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you routinely hear me on this very station talking about the success we've had as the region's most competitive mortgage lender. I thought you'd like to hear it from someone else for a change.
I'm Oscar Santana, national talk show host and entrepreneur. In the world of broadcasting, as in the world of startups, speed is everything. What I loved about Mark and the guys at Cornerstone, their guarantee made sure that I got to closing on time and I couldn't be happier. They guaranteed the best rate. They actually told me to go look for a better rate. I went out, talked to some banks. Nobody could beat Mark's rate. Their guarantee made sure that I had a great experience and had a successful closing.
At Cornerstone First, we offer programs including FHA, VA, reverse mortgages, conforming jumbo, and the guarantee to meet or beat any advertised special on this station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Have a lot of volume, Virginia, Interstate 95. And I know you know what you're sitting in this here if you're heading out of the Stafford area in toward Aquia. Keeping below speed as you head up and toward Dumfries as well. But it's been the volume. Police said they had a couple minor incidents that were out of the travel lane. So that could be a portion of that focal point of distraction. Beyond, as you head toward the Occoquan, slowing. Have a crash. That is definitely holding up the beltway here, Maryland, on the outer loop. As you leave Silver Spring into Bethesda, outer loop between Georgia and Connecticut Avenue for the crash. DC 295 southbound, still bogging down here. Looks like we have a lane block again at the scene of the crash, southbound near East Capitol Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Stormy weather for us here today and tonight with on again, off again showers and storms. Highs in the low 80s, 73 overnight. Decreasing clouds tomorrow, but still a chance for a shower or storm. High 88. Partly cloudy Saturday, hot, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Herndon, 73 in La Plata, 74 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Morning, 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Thursday morning. Joining us at 7:05, Paul Shabbat. He is the president and founder of Conservative Move, and he actually helps conservatives flee liberal areas to move them to more conservative states. I wonder if it goes the other way, too. At 7:35, Dr. John Huber. He is a clinical forensic psychologist. He's also the chairman for Mainstream Mental Health and talks to us about why millennials aren't ready for life. They just aren't ready for it, and they're so not ready for it, they're actually suffering from panic attacks and anxiety problems. And at 8:05, it's Tim Graham, the director of media analysis at the Media Research Center. We're going to find out more about the backfiring of CNN and that Reddit user and hunting him down and threatening him. I'm Mary Walters, sitting alongside Tom Fitton this morning. Tom, welcome back. It's so good to have you here.
Good to be with you again, Mary. Thanks for having me.
Now, what's going on? You have an update for us on this Mueller investigation, which has been very quiet. We haven't heard a lot about it. What's going on? They got more lawyers?
Well, they just made their 15th hire the other day. One of the top deputies up in the Southern District of New York, the office of Preet Bharara, who you may recall was the U.S. attorney, one of them fired by President Trump, and he was upset because he thought he was going to stay hired by President Trump. So this top deputy is an anti-corruption expert, and they're bringing him in. So now it's 15 lawyers who are working for Bob Mueller's special counsel investigation. And I'd like to know what other Justice Department inquiry has more than even three lawyers working on it.
I was going to ask, what is the usual number? What is the usual, you know, gaggle? Or I don't know what you call. What do you call a group of lawyers? A gaggle? What is that? A Congress? What is that called?
there's a punchline there that I will not follow up on. So the Washington Post, you know, and of course, it looks like one of the prerequisites for being hired in Mueller's office is that you're a donor to Democratic causes. which is, we're a free country, but people are questioning why is all these Hillary Clinton people are coming in to investigate the Trump team. And even the Washington Post acknowledges at least 7 of the 15 lawyers have donated to Democratic political candidates, including 5 of them to Hillary Clinton. Now, of course, the ethics experts don't see anything technically wrong with it, but according to one, Bill Barr, who was a Attorney General under President George H.W. Bush, says, "I would have liked to see him have more balance on this group. In my view, prosecutors who make political contributions are identifying very strongly, fairly strongly, with a political party. And I'd like to know how many Trump donors are on this team." And this is just the big concern I have about what this investigation's up to. They've got too many lawyers in search of a crime. I don't know what there's a crime they're searching for that they either need a special counsel for or that many lawyers to investigate. There's no evidence of collusion. You've got Mueller's compromised position as a result of his friendship with Comey and Comey's machinations to get Mueller appointed there. And then I have the constitutional concerns. Who's running Mueller? Who's he answer to? Was he confirmed by the Senate like other U.S. attorneys are? Is he answerable to someone who is confirmed by the Senate? So they're core constitutional questions. And if I were the Department of Justice, I'd call the whole thing off, or at least move Mueller out. And frankly, Mueller, if he was smart enough, I think he should just wash his hands of the whole thing and say, let someone else come in the meantime, so that there's more public confidence in what's going on here.
Well, it doesn't sound like he's going to wash his hands. He's putting a ton of people on this committee. My question is going back to the latest hire, the one from New York who Preet Bharara's? Did I say that right? Was he his boss? What is his connection to him? Because is there a conflict of interest here since President Trump fired Preet Bharara?
Well, he worked with him closely. He was one of his top prosecutors in the office. He had prosecuted Democrats up in New York. New York has a massive corruption problem.
No.
Headline. New York has a massive corruption problem, and that office did a good job, at least as far as government prosecutions go, not a bad job of prosecuting some bad guys up in New York, including Democrats and Republicans. So this guy knows what he's doing, but the question is he loyal to Preet, and does he have an axe to grind because Preet was poorly treated by President Trump? But again, what are they investigating? There's no evidence of collusion. It's not illegal to talk to Russians, as far as I can tell, or any other foreign national, unless you're doing it as a spy. There's no evidence that happened. We know that the Russians were trying to mess with us, but that's an intelligence issue, not a crime that implicates in any Americans, at least any Americans that we need a special counsel for.
Yeah. Originally, why was this special counsel even started?
Well, he was appointed by the number two in the Justice Department, Rod Rosenstein, who was a former U.S. attorney in Maryland, so he's a local guy. It was as a result of Comey making an allegation that President Trump told him that General Flynn's a good guy and to give him a break, and he should consider giving him a break. And so that triggered the appointment of the special counsel. And that was Comey's plan, he admitted to under oath in releasing the memos or telling his friend to read them to the New York Times. So his friend gets appointed as special counsel. Mueller's a former FBI director. And my question is this the type of guy who's going to be willing to look at the FBI and what it was up to in terms of spying on the Trump team during the Obama administration? Because the FBI, one of its jobs is to do counterintelligence, and was its powers misused and abused by the Obama administration? And is Mueller willing to own up to that? I don't think so. It was a terrible choice round and round. Special counsel office is a mess. It's out of control. It's too big. They're investigating what? I don't know. Shut it down, in my view, is shut it down.
Well, I tend to agree with you, but sadly, I don't think that is going to happen. 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. More than 170 athletes from the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marine Corps, the United Kingdom, and the Australian Defense Force will compete during the 2017 Department of Defense Warrior Games this week in Chicago. The annual event presents opportunities for wounded, ill, and injured service members and veterans to compete in Paralympic-style sports. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
This is such a blow to invest. Do it right now. Breaking news. What's the
market to open? It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
545 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's sloppy out there, so keep that in mind as you head out and about. We have closure in Rock Creek Parkway, or Rock Creek area, I should say, because of a tree down. Closed is Beach Drive between Blagden Avenue and Park Road until they can deal with this tree and get that all taken care of. Seek an alternate as would be a good idea if you typically use that stretch Beach Drive. All right, let's get you around the Beltway. Virginia Beltway been fine. Maryland Beltway been struggling with this crash. Outer loop between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. Crews tell me they have it all to the shoulder. Nonetheless, still watching. We have delays coming around from almost back near University Boulevard on that top side. A lot of volume with us starting to form here on 270, heading through Urbana and Hyattstown. Again, dealing with the rain, drizzle, road spray. 66 westbound. Westbound direction, so it's opposite flow of the commute. Watch, we had a single car crash spin out along the right side just as you come off of the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms for us here today as temperatures climb into the low 80s. More showers and storms tonight, 73. Early clouds for us on Friday. Clouds will break up and let in some sunshine through the afternoon. Still a stray shower storm possible, 88. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 75 degrees at 547 on WMAL. I'm Mary Welter sitting here with my guest today. Tom Fitton is here joining me, and I do appreciate that.
Thank you.
I want to talk to you about Chelsea Handler. Chelsea Handler, comedian. I like some of her bits. I like her less as she's gotten more political. It's right. Kind of like Stephen Colbert, whom we're also going to talk about, until he started getting super political and then it wasn't funny anymore.
Right.
So I used to like Chelsea Handler. I thought she's a very, very funny woman. Well, she is going to be taking on Tommy Lahren in a live conversation this month at Politicon. It's July 29th to the 30th in Pasadena, California. I've never heard of Politicon
before. I haven't either.
This is new to me. It's the third annual. I'm hearing of it. So
is it by the same folks who put on Comic-Con?
I don't know. That's a good question. It's an annual political convention in Pasadena, California, which most of those things aren't in, like the political conferences and CPAC and that type of thing, aren't out in California. Most of them are in the Washington, D.C. or the East Coast. They're not usually out west. I don't know why, but they're just not. This is going to feature, though. This is going to be one of the feature discussions between Chelsea Handler and Tommy Lahren. Also, Chelsea Handler is going to be taking on, not taking on, but she's going to have a conversation with CNN's Jake Tapper. They're both on the same side of the aisle, so I can't imagine that's going to be a very intense debate between the two of them. That'll be part of the network's Politics on Tap series. Now, a lot of different I guess, mashups, as they call them. We have the cast of Morning Joe is going to be heading to the Colbert Show. And as I said, when Stephen Colbert first started out, I thought he was brilliant. He, you know, his character at the time was really a character.
Right.
And it was kind of like a takeoff on Bill O'Reilly, kind of.
Right.
You know, he was a more conservative, and it was funny, and he poked fun a little bit. And it was... Conservatives can laugh at themselves, I think, more so than liberals. Liberals have no sense of humor, in my view.
Right.
I can laugh at myself, and I think as Americans, we've lost that ability. So I enjoyed Colbert's show because I thought he had the ability. I thought he was poking fun at himself and conservatives, but in a funny way.
Right.
And then during the 2012 election, I guess it was, he just became uber left. And it became more intense and less funny. And I stopped watching. We watched him every night. We would watch him every night. And as I said, it just became, as many things that are supposed to be political theater, it just becomes angry. So in my world, Stephen Colbert wasn't funny anymore.
Well, you know, now it's the in thing, and the ratings for Colbert are up for the first time. He was beating his competition because he was taking a more political, anti-Trump tone. And the Morning Joe team, I'm sure their ratings, I understand, went up significantly after their battles with President Trump recently. So in the Trump era, all these left-wing comedians are finding a ratings success. Question is, will it last?
Yeah, and it's interesting. You're right. Morning Joe, the reason we bring Morning Joe into it is the Morning Joe team is going to be appearing on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Right.
And the Morning Joe, as you said, saw a 70% jump in viewers the morning after Trump attacked the host. Now, I don't know if that's going to last. We'll see what the next ratings period brings. But I will admit, I would watch when I wasn't up at 2:45 in the morning, when I would watch morning shows, I watched Morning Joe just because I thought that I like to get both sides. You know, I'm not that person who only wants to hear echoed back to me, you know, my opinion. Well, so Mika and Joe are going to be traveling to the Colbert Show, and they're going to be appearing with him for the reason of Joe performing some of his music. Now, he just released a music video for his new song, Mystified, where he sings about not going down without a fight. And in the video, he is shown with Trump being sworn into office. So he's going to be singing, and Mika will be standing there, I guess, adorably, because Stephen Colbert sings. So I guess he is going to be debuting some of his new album. That's what's going to be happening on the Colbert Show.
You know, I did try to look up his song and I couldn't find it.
Well, maybe we can find it. Well, maybe coming up in the next hour, we'll play some of that for you. 5:51 on WMAL. Here's El Rushbo.
In 2006, Al Gore released his fright movie, An Inconvenient Truth. He warned that unless we adopted a slew of draconian and expensive measures to reverse global warming, we would face a true planetary emergency in 10 years. Al Gore's movie was mandatory viewing in many schools, and it was pivotal in spreading the global warming hoax. 10 years have come and gone, and we're still here. The true planetary emergency turned out to be totally fake. Does that matter to other alarmists? Nope, not at all. Last weekend, the famous physicist Stephen Hawking, smartest man in the world next to Bill Gates, issued his own doomsday scenario, which, like Al Gore's, was all politics and zero science. Professor Hawking claimed that Trump's withdrawal from the Paris Accords pushed the planet toward irreversible global warming. Hawking predicts temperatures on Earth will rival Venus, soaring to 428 degrees. Blaming Trump for the imminent end to human life sounds ridiculous to normal people, but not to those blinded by liberalism. Last month, Professor Hawking accused Trump of being a demagogue. He said that he's afraid he wouldn't be welcome in Trump's America. False and false. Good science relies on evidence, and we get plenty. Doomsday predictions about global warming have been proven wrong. There's not a one of them that's come true. But you always draw the wrong conclusions when you inject liberalism into the equation. Is serious about that. This is absurd.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Tired of making endless high mortgage payments? Listen up. You may be able to save thousands. Some have even saved tens of thousands. Now is the time for WMAL listeners to call Network Capital Funding Corporation. Their rates are near historic lows, so you can lower your rate, reduce your term, drop the mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, or even use your home equity to purchase investment properties. Network Capital is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. Take advantage of their special offer of a 10-year fixed rate of 2.75% with a 2.99% APR. That's right. The rate is 2.75% with an APR of 2.99%. Call now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Network Capital is featured on the Mortgage Radio Show, heard here Saturdays at 1 p.m. Call 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. Stated rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
5:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're dealing with the rain on this early start of our rush hour, so this means we have, unfortunately, some problems with some incidents and just that road spray causing slowdowns. But the outer loop of the Maryland Beltway, the crash over to the shoulder between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue, so the pressure's on here as we come through Silver Spring on that top side stretch of the Beltway. Let's get you in through town. The problem is a large tree that has come down. Closes Beach Drive in each direction between Blagden Avenue and Park Road. Watch if you're heading 66 West just as you come off the Beltway. We had a single car spin out that was along the right side. Unexpected there as you, again, come off the Beltway in the westbound direction. Very slow traffic through Stafford, Aquia this morning. Some bailout traffic over to Route 1. Again, the rain definitely a factor. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms for us today. High temperatures in the low 80s. More showers and storms tonight. Low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees at 5:56 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth, all in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day, saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologists will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
If you simply take your Social Security benefits at face value, you could trigger an avalanche of taxes that you never expected, forfeit additional benefits that are rightfully yours, and even pay higher Medicare premiums. Ultimately, it could cost you thousands of dollars every single year. But you could avoid this worst-case scenario with a complimentary, customized Social Security analysis from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. These guys know Social Security. Their analysis is quick, and it's easy, and it won't cost you a dime.
If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to get your customized analysis right now at 202-759-2323. This is serious money. Thousands of dollars are at stake. So call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Tom, do you know why we always wear our 1-800-GOT-JUNK hats?
To keep our heads warm?
Because sometimes we have a bad hair day? No, it's because if you look right, you act right.
But Brian, we always act right.
I think I know what he means, Tom.
Okay, Tom, tell me.
You know how when you put on your 1-800-GOT-JUNK shirt and hat, you know it's not just about you anymore?
That hat makes me part of a team.
And our team has a reputation to live up to.
A sparkling reputation.
And what is that reputation?
We're the team that's always smiling.
And cheerful.
And friendly.
And helpful.
And polite.
Very polite.
And we work quickly.
And never complain.
And we're careful.
Very careful.
And respectful.
And why are we that way?
Because of the hat?
Because of the hat.
Wow.
When you see those hats,
all you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
CNN blackmail was trending on Twitter yesterday. Did CNN extort an apology and threaten the creator of the famous wrestling meme sent out by President Trump against CNN?
If nothing else, just the volume and the avalanche of